Deuteronomy chapter 27. And Moses with the elders of Israel commanded the people, saying, Keep all the commandments which I command you this day. And it shall be on the day when you shall pass over the Jordan River to the land which the Lord Jehovah, your God gives you, that you shall set up for yourself great stones, and plaster them with plaster. And you shall write upon them all the words of this law, when you have passed over, that you may go into the land which the Lord Jehovah, your God gives you, a land that flows with milk and honey. As the Lord Jehovah God of your forefathers has promised you. Therefore it shall be when you have gone over the Jordan River, that you shall set up these stones, which I command you this day, in Mount Ebal, and you shall plaster them with plaster. And there you shall build an altar to the Lord Jehovah, your God, an altar of stones, you shall not lift up any iron tool upon them. You shall build the altar of the Lord Jehovah, your God of whole stones, and you shall offer burnt offerings upon it to the Lord Jehovah, your God. And you shall offer peace offerings, and shall eat there, and rejoice before the Lord Jehovah, your God. And you shall write upon the stones all the words of this law very plainly. And Moses and the priests the Levites spoke to all Israel, saying, Take heed, and listen, O Israel. This day you have become the people of the Lord Jehovah, your God. You shall therefore obey the voice of the Lord Jehovah, your God, and do his commandments and his laws, which I command you this day. And Moses charged the people the same day, saying, These shall stand upon Mount Gerizim to bless the people, when you have come over Jordan, Simeon, and Levi, and Judah, and Issachar, and Joseph, and Benjamin. And these shall stand upon Mount Ebal to curse, Reuben, Gad, and Asher, and Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. And the Levites shall speak, and say to all the men of Israel with a loud voice, Cursed is the man who makes any graven or molten image, an abomination to the Lord Jehovah, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and puts it in a secret place. And all the people shall answer and say, Amen. Let it be. Cursed is he who does not provide for his father or his mother. And all the people shall say, Amen. Let it be. Cursed is he who removes his neighbor's landmark. And all the people shall say, Amen. Let it be. Cursed is he who makes the blind to wander out of the way. And all the people shall say, Amen. Let it be. Cursed is he who perverts the judgment of the stranger, fatherless, and widow. And all the people shall say, Amen. Let it be. Cursed is he who lies with his father's wife, because he uncovers his father's skirt. And all the people shall say, Amen. Let it be. Cursed is he who lies with any manner of beast. And all the people shall say, Amen. Let it be. Cursed is he who lies with his sister, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother. And all the people shall say, Amen. Let it be. Cursed is he who lies with his mother-in-law. And all the people shall say, Amen. Let it be. Cursed is he who strikes his neighbor secretly. And all the people shall say, Amen. Let it be. Cursed is he who takes reward to kill an innocent person. And all the people shall say, Amen, let it be. Cursed is he who does not confirm all the words of this law to do them. And all the people shall say, Amen. Let it be.